All 26 members of the robotics team hold amateur radio licenses with two extra class and three general licenses mixed in. Cool stuff, reported ARRL Education and Learning Manager Steve Goodgame, K5ATA, to the robot's ceremonial first pitch. Staten Island Technical School is the first New York City school to receive a grant from ARRL. Goodgame said ARRL has been working with the school to build and equip an amateur radio station, to test licensed students, and to put science, technology, and engineering and mathematics STEM kits in the classroom. Some changes in the ARRL West Texas section to report this week. Dale Durham, W5WI, has announced that he is retiring from the position of section manager of the ARRL West Texas section. Durham has served in this role since July 1, 2017. He's also served as the section emergency coordinator, the field instructor, and as an official observer. David Overton, W5JDO, has been appointed to fill the remainder of the current term, which will end on June 30, 2025. Overton is an ARRL Life member and currently serves as the Section Emergency Coordinator. He has held this role since July 17th as well, and also served as Assistant Section Manager and Instructor. He was first licensed in 2013, and that appointment will be effective on October 1st. Volunteers are the heart and soul of ARRL headquarters. ARRL is quite privileged to have the service of many member volunteers. National Association could not function without the tens of thousands of dedicated hams who give freely of their time and talents to serve the greater amateur radio community. ARRL Field Organization is comprised entirely of volunteers, managers, affiliated club coordinators, emergency coordinators, and all other positions filled by those who have stepped up for the task. Central Connecticut, where ARRL is located, we enjoy a dedicated group of volunteers who come to ARRL headquarters to serve. Volunteers really keep this place functioning, said ARRL Member Service Representative Chantel Holly. Holly coordinates the volunteers in her role as ARRL's receptionist. We're always happy to be here and bring so much dedication to their service, she said. ARRL is sincerely grateful to the HQ volunteer team, and if you come to visit ARRL headquarters and the Hiram Percy Maximum Memorial Station, W1AW, join us in thanking this great crew who serve in many different functions, including W1AW, ARRL Library, the QSL Bureau,